Today's meditation is on, it's a guided meditation on the chakras. So we'll be connecting to and developing our awareness of these energy centers in the body. When we practice the Soham meditation, we were present to the channel or the main nadi, Sushumna nadi, central channel of energy up and down the length of the spine. Similarly, when we're looking at the chakras, whilst they have a trigger point, which can be pictured at the front of the body, they seem to be connected to that energy channel at the back of the body. So really, however you perceive this energy, it could be you might see it at the front or the back. Either way is perfect. Either way is right for you. In yoga, we focus on the seven main chakras, lower six, and then the seventh is the culmination of that. The intention of this meditation is to help harness their power, but to also get a deeper understanding of the energy within and to help look at balancing, centering, and cleansing these energy centers. You can practice this sitting, lying, however you choose. You just want to ensure that you're comfortable. So when you're ready, come to a comfortable seated, lying position. As mentioned earlier in the course, the only issue with lying is falling asleep. And if that's what you're needing today, by all means, no problem. If you're not wanting to fall asleep, but you'd like to lie, having your hand lifted, so your elbow on the floor and your hand lifted, can help to maintain a level of awareness when you feel your elbow drift, drawing it back up and realizing that you might have nodded off. A position of comfort and ease. Then close your eyes. And as today is the final meditation of this six class course, it's helpful just to reflect back when you began on that intention, what it is that brought you here. And over the next few breaths, reflecting on that. Connect in now to the body and heighten the awareness of your position. If you could make adjustments to facilitate a lengthened spine or bring more comfort, do so. Awareness to the alignment, creating a sense of symmetry, right, left side of the body. Throughout the practice, if you need to move, no problem. Just moving with awareness rather than switching into autopilot. To help further connect internally, extend the awareness to that around you. Listen for sounds. When you encounter a sound, drop it and search for another. actively listening for sound. Stay with the practice, listening for sound. As you listen, rather than getting caught up in the details, hear the sound for what it is. Vibration, frequency, coming in contact with the ears. Draw the awareness now to closer sounds, sounds within the body. Listen to the subtle sound of the breath, that prana life force entering and exiting the body. No need to change or alter the breath. Acknowledging, listening, feeling breath. Direct the awareness down to the pelvic floor. Where the mind goes, energy flows, feeling awareness at the base of the pelvic floor. Breathe into this space. Picture that you were supported by the floor, the earth beneath you, rich red clay, whole body held, supported, a sense of earth. And grounding down. Feel the plane of contact between the body and this rich red clay. Imagine the image of a red spinning vortex. A red spinning vortex at the very base of the pelvic floor. Spinning in a clockwise direction. This swirling ball of energy. Feel the vibrancy. And the depth of this color and energy through every cell of the body. Muladhara chakra, the root chakra. Associated with stability, safety, security. ensuring that our basic needs are met, our survival instinct. Muladhara chakra is symbolized by a four-petaled lotus, and each of the chakras are symbolized by this flower, the lotus flower, as this flower is that which grows out of mud, out of the ignorance, and into full blossom light. Such beauty comes. Four-petaled red lotus flower, spinning vortex of energy. The affirmation for this chakra: all my needs are met. As you feel into and perceive, notice the relationship between family, loyalty, the beliefs and values. Muladhara chakra connects to our boundaries, our ability to hold oneself, stand on one's own two feet. The mantra LAM, LAM. Over the next few breaths, on each exhalation, feel this mantra and the vibration balancing, cleansing, clearing Muladhara chakra. So that this pranic energy within the body working efficiently, effectively. Move the awareness now to the pelvis. Swadhisthana chakra. Between the pubic bone and the tailbone, picture an orange vortex of energy. From this place we birth creativity, store central energy. The color orange, like a vivid orange sunset. Whirlpool of energy moving in an anti-clockwise direction. Sense and feel into this space. Is there an aliveness, a dullness, fluid, connected or disconnected? No need for judgment. Simply present, aware. Swadhisthana chakra, going with the flow of life, our ability to create, to find a new solution to an old problem, to transform something using that creativity. this vivid orange. Lotus flower with six petals is that that's symbolized by Swadhisthana, the sacral chakra. Just like water flows, moves, and changes, it governs all the fluid within. This fluid that moves us forward in life. Our ability to walk, run, be mobile. Affirmation, I am creative, adaptable, and emotionally open. Swadhisthana chakra connects to our emotional needs, our ability for the emotion. Energy in motion, to move, to shift. Mantra VAM, VAM, for the next few breaths. Feel and connect to the vibration of this mantra, resonating with this energy center, Swadhisthana. Moving to the solar plexus, just above the navel. Visualize a golden light, vortex of energy in a clockwise direction. This energy center, your strength, stamina, inner power. Notice the energetic feel of this center. Does it feel bright, stagnant? Visualize this inner fire, like an inner sun. The element of fire, the heat, which aids in digestion, metabolism. The center of purification and transformation. It's our zest for life, charisma, courage. Symbolized by the yellow lotus flower with 10 petals. The affirmation, I am confident, clear, and able. Mantra RAM, RAM, for the next few breaths. Mentally repeat this mantra. See this energy center. The storehouse of energy, Manipur chakra. Moving to the heart chakra, Anahat, meaning infinite, boundless, color green. Just like the green in nature, that which heals, restores, connects to the element of air. Feel the breath. The lungs, which massage the heart itself. The front of the heart, our ability to give love, compassion, understanding. The back of the heart, to receive and accept love. This three-dimensional space, Anahat chakra, green vortex of energy spinning in an anti-clockwise direction. Just as each breath nourishes, connects to the universal force, lotus flower with 12 petals, Anahat chakra is the center where the lower three and the upper three connect. Affirmation, I am pure, unconditional love and compassion. Mantra, YAM, YAM, for the next few breaths. Feel this mantra, this vibration, emanating from the heart space, energy center, working efficiently, effectively, balanced on all levels. Shift the attention now to the throat space, Vishuddhi chakra. Picture a blue vortex of energy spinning in a clockwise direction. Blue, vast, open like the sea, the sky. The center for communication, speaking one's truth, expressing clearly. The ability to listen to the intuition. Breathe into this space. Energy center connected to the element of space. Affirmation. I express my truth and live with dignity and deep purpose. Lotus flower with 16 petals. Mantra, hum, H-U-M-H-A-M, hum. Feel this vibration at the throat center. Vast, clear. Moving now to the eyebrow center, Ajna chakra, the third eye, the sixth sense, that for intuition, intention, inspiration, imagination, element, light, purple or violet, two-petaled lotus representing Ida and Pingala Nadi, the right and left hemispheres of the brain. The word Ajna means to perceive, and this energy center bringing about memory, perception, vision, discernment, duality, equanimity. Affirmation, I am intuitive, and I know. Mantra, Om. A-U-M. P. picture, feel, connect this energy center. Purple, violet, spinning in an anti-clockwise direction. Mantra, Om. Shift the awareness now to the crown chakra, the culmination of the six preceding chakras, Sahasra, meaning infinite, the seat of the soul, the place of liberation, representing unification, harmony, fulfillment. This energy center beyond color, white, light. This energy center representing that sense of knowing, freedom, omnipresent, true bliss, the most subtle affirmation. I am at one with the universal truth. The mantra is silence. For the next few breaths, connecting to this space, connecting to that universal truth in silence. All these energy centers in harmony, working efficiently, effectively, so that the energy within in harmony, working efficiently, effectively. Feel the body, mind, emotions, balance. Softening into this space and into this inner knowing. Feel again the breath, moving within the body. And the breath, the prana, moving freely. That breath, the life force, begin to deepen it, expand it. Feel the abdomen and the chest moving with the breath. Externalizing the awareness. To close the practice, we'll chant the mantra Om once together. For Om chanting, take a deep breath in. Together, rub the palms vigorously, creating warmth and energy. And take the hands to the closed eyes, soaking that energy in. Gently massage the eyes, massage the face. Release the hands, Open the eyes. Namaste.